Chapter 32, The Poor, Widows, and Orphans. Throughout the Word of God, we read about the poor and needy. Caring for these people, who are created in the image of God, is an opportunity for us to practice the golden rule by loving our neighbors as ourselves. Jesus said the poor are always present. In Matthew 26:11, you always have the poor with you. Several lessons in this curriculum are devoted to strategies for helping the poor. Knowing whom to give to and how much to give can be difficult and requires discernment. You want to be responsive, but you also don't want to get ahead of God, since He may have other means of meeting their needs. When working with God, pray, offer yourself, be willing to do whatever He asks, then trust God to lead you. There are many passages in Scripture. I have chose the next several to give you a good flavor. Deuteronomy 15. If any among you, one of your brothers, should become poor in any of your towns within your land that the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand against your poor brother, but you shall open your hand to him and lend him sufficient for his need, whatever it may be. In the same chapter, there will never cease to be poor in the land. Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy, and to the poor in your land. Proverbs 14 has two passages. Whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. Proverbs 15. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. Proverbs 19. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Proverbs 21 has two passages. Whoever closes his ear to the cry of the poor will himself call out and not be answered. All day long he craves and craves, but the righteous gives and does not hold back. Proverbs 22, do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. And finally, Proverbs 23. Remove not an ancient landmark, or enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Widows and Orphans. This passage is perhaps the most oft-quoted scripture when thinking about pure religion. It is found in the book of James in the 27th verse, where it reads, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction." This encourages us to mix our faith with good works. Notice that it doesn't say to support them with money, although that may be a great way to encourage them, but it does say to visit them. We all have the ability to visit widows and orphans. We have the opportunity to invite them into our home and be a part of our family. Being a part of a family may be one of the greatest gifts we can offer to the fatherless and the husbandless. Psalm 68:6 reads, "God places the solitary in families and gives the desolate a home in which to dwell." As you pray for women who are alone and children who do not have a father, ask Him to lead you in how best to support, encourage, and bless them. I know several women whose husbands are alive but have left them. In my mind, when I think about widows, I also include single women who are raising children alone. They also need our help and care. Exodus 22, "You shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child." Deuteronomy 10, "The Lord your God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who is not partial and takes no bribe. He executes justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the sojourner, giving him food and clothing. Love the sojourner, therefore, for you were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 24 also speaks of widows. When you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to get it. It shall be for the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive trees, you shall not go over them again. It shall be for the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not strip it afterward. It shall be for the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow. Psalm 146, verse 9. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. Zechariah 7:10. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the sojourner, or the poor. Let none of you devise evil against another in your heart. Luke 21, Jesus saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins, and he said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows who are truly widows. And Psalm 68:5, father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. Let's pray. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows, show us how to minister to the poor, the widows, and the fatherless. Give us a heart that beats with your heart. Help us to love and encourage these needy people as you love and support us. Amen.